prioritizing. Now, that is one heck of a job. You wake up in the morning and about 1,001 tasks are staring at you, seeking your attention while you try to figure out how to do all within 24 hours. Sorry, did I say 24 hours? Less than 24 hours. Seriously. I experienced this recently. It was like all the tasks I needed to do for that day were just screaming in my head, "Pick me, pick me, pick me." At some point, I said out loud to myself, "Will you just shush?" It was that bad. Let me share with you what I did that day. So, after the fighting in my head, I picked up a pen and wrote down all I needed to do for that day, or all I thought I should do, or that I could do for that day. Number one, finish grading. Number two, start that course online. Number three, call my mom. Number four, help my son with his projects. Number five, groceries. Number six, blah, blah, blah. And the list went on and on to like number 30 or so, I think. I was so overwhelmed. So I decided to sort out into different categories all those things. Those I can delegate that I don't have to do by myself. Those I have to do within a stipulated time, like before noon or in the evening. Those that are important that I do that day, or those I have to carry over till the next day. Once I was able to do all that, although it did took my time, and I even had to reshuffle those priorities as my day went by. But once I was able to sort them into categories, I told myself, "Olamide, do have a beautiful day." And I continued with my day. At the end of the day, though, there were some things on my list that I thought I'll do for that day, which I ended up carrying over to the next day with the others that I had planned to carry over to the next day. But I intentionally didn't let it worry me, because I know if I let it, I won't get a good night rest and I'll wake up the next morning worrying, grumpy, and I still have to do those things anyway. So I praised myself for what I was able to achieve for that day. I got intentionally happy, played a favorite music while I prepared dinner, and danced to it. So the next day, I started with jotting down what I needed to do, what I needed to accomplish on that day together with my carryover. Again, I sorted them into categories. Yep, I did that all over again. Now, I'm not able to do that every day, but days that I can, I do that. I don't let the days I don't to discourage me. And of course, there are different ways we do our prioritizing. Some of us are good with sticky notes, putting a pen on paper, keeping diaries with tasks for the day, or using our devices, phone, tablets. Some apps do help plan our day, I guess. Anyways, however you want to do it, please do. Try not to store it in your head alone, for you might forget. But write it down. Write it out. Type it out if you have to. App it out if you have to put it on the app. Just, you know, put it somewhere that you can see it. You can have an access to it easily. Make it plain. Get it? My name is Olamide, and thank you for hanging out with me today.